Welcome to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT family of journals. My guests today are Dr. Sonal Singh, Director at Merck and Associate Editor of Clinical and Translational Science, and Dr. Zachary Taylor, Assistant Professor at Cincinnati Children's Hospital and former Editor-in-Training for CTS. Sonal, Zach, thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you, Elena, for having us. It's always a pleasure to be here.
CTS has recently issued a call for papers for a special collection, which will focus on biomarkers and their role in clinical pharmacology and translational medicine. I know this idea was conceived or pitched during our yearly strategy meeting in 2024, but I believe Zach raised it during the 2023 strategy meeting too. So what made the two of you want to focus on a collection on biomarkers?
So you're absolutely right, Elena. The idea for the special issue for biomarkers was conceived at a yearly strategy meeting last year. Biomarkers is such a core component of the research in clinical and translational space. Zach had also raised it during our 2023 strategy meeting, and that's why we are excited to have Zach with us as a guest editor on this special issue for biomarkers. Biomarkers have transformed the clinical and translational sciences landscape. They are accelerating the move towards targeted and precision medicine, and fueled by the advances in both technology as well as the innovative data analyses, biomarkers are now integral to drug development. They are significantly boosting the success rates of programs, they're guiding regulatory decisions, they're enabling earlier, more robust evaluations of drug safety and efficacy. Ultimately, biomarkers have a very pivotal role to play in improving patient outcomes. CTS is very uniquely positioned to gather content across the entire biomarker continuum, from discovery to clinical applications, making a special collection on biomarkers a valuable addition to the journal as well as to our members and audience.
Thanks, Sonal. Zach, how does this apply to various areas and topics of research? What research themes and ideas would your dream biomarkers collection include?
Thank you, Elena. To piggyback off of what Sonal said, the wonderful thing about our biomarker special collection is the range of potential topics we'll be able to showcase. As a clinical pharmacologist in an academic research hospital, I think of biomarkers as a covariate for my pharmacokinetic model or a way to advance precision medicine. Or maybe it's a lab value, like a pharmacodynamic biomarker that helps me understand disease progression, therapeutic outcomes. But then you chat with your industry peers like Sonal and you hear about biomarker discovery and novel methods and technologies like AI and ML that are helping with high throughput analysis that are being developed in QC that ultimately enhance the drug discovery, drug development, and clinical trial pipelines. And then you chat with your peers in regulatory who are also at the forefront of managing these breakthrough technologies and are driving innovations in biomarker identification and validation that also accelerate the regulatory process. Ultimately, I'm very excited for this special collection. I'm very excited for CTS. I think this is an opportunity for the journal to showcase the breadth of topics and the amazing science that is being completed or conducted under the ASCPT professionals. So it's exciting to be a part of.
It is very exciting. Thank you. What article types are you hoping researchers will submit since we're future casting?
Thanks, Elena. That is a great follow-up to what Zach just answered. Biomarkers is a very active research field advancing at a very rapid pace, and not just with the technological advances, but also with the corresponding analytical techniques and tools that we are seeing. We are very excited about original research articles coming from a variety of backgrounds that Zach mentioned, such as genetic biomarkers, molecular biomarkers, histology, imaging, physiology, digital biomarkers, disease-specific biomarkers, as well as the plethora of multi-component biomarker approaches. In addition to original research articles, we're also looking forward to a variety of other article types as well, such as brief reports, mini reviews, as well as systematic reviews that can scope the landscape on hot biomarker topics. We are also interested in perspectives and position papers, especially coming from the experts that explore or contribute to the discovery, development, and qualification of biomarkers, the role of biomarkers in drug development, translational science, and clinical pharmacology for improving patient outcomes. One more article type that I would especially like to mention and that we highly encourage our audience to consider and submit on is tutorials, especially when it comes to new technology and data analytics to support and advance biomarker research. CTS is uniquely positioned to have a very wide net in the biomarker space and highlight articles ranging all the way from bench to bedside. We would really encourage our audience to submit to the special issue of CTS.
Thanks, Sonal. And Zach, what value in submitting for a themed collection? How will a paper published in this special collection differentiate itself from other papers published in CTS?
Yeah, so special collections are really a wonderful tool that ASCPT family journals use to organize high-impact publications centered around a specific topic. These collections are widely promoted across all ASCPT channels that ultimately lead to increased visibility, increased views, increased downloads, and citations. If you, your peers, friends, colleagues, or mentors are actively working on biomarker-based research that Sonal just covered, or have brief reports, reviews, tutorials, perspectives in mind, please be encouraged to submit those works to CTS. It will be highlighted and well received in a special collection.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more. There's a lot of more social media presence with these kind of things. So absolutely, we do highlight these collections a little bit more than your average CTS issue. Do either of you have any thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up?
I would like to just wrap up by saying that we at CTS are very excited for this issue. Again, given just how central and important biomarkers is to the clinical and translational sciences. And we look forward to receiving the submissions from our authors, our audience, our members. And please feel free to reach out to myself, Zach, or the CTS staff if you have any questions about the submission to this issue. We highly encourage everyone to submit to CTS Biomarkers Special Issue.
Yeah, I echo that, and it's an honor to be a guest editor on this special collection. I'll also be attending ASCPT annual meeting in May, and I'd be happy to grab a coffee or a chat during the network-sponsored breakfast events. I am serving as vice chair of the biomarkers committee, so please feel free to join me at that breakfast table and be encouraged to approach me if you're interested to talk more about this special collection of CTS.
Thank you both, and you heard Zach Offer find him at the annual meeting, which is coming up in May. In Washington, D.C. If you have questions about this issue, find him there. Thank you both for coming on today. It was great talking with you and catching up. This call for papers is available on the ASCPT website, as well as other calls for ASCPT BT Journal family. We'll also include a link in the description of this episode. All submissions are due by August 1st, 2025. So if you have any questions about manuscript types or submitting to CTS, please feel free to contact Managing Editor Alethea Girding at alethea@ascpt.org. That's alethea@ascpt.org. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. Be sure to check out past episodes while you're here, and remember to visit ascpt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.